Good morning. Listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I'm with Hector Narvaez, who is the Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Marazzi. Hector, how you doing?
Doing just great, Kemp. Great to see you.
Good to see you, definitely. We're at Coverings in Orlando. Appreciate you sitting down with us. You know, Marazzi, for those people who don't know, you have Marazzi and Ragno, brands that are well known. You're one of the, actually, Marazzi is the largest, I think, Italian manufacturer of ceramic and porcelain tile. And you have the advantage of probably almost anybody in this country in that you have all of that help and styling and design from Italy, and yet you manufacture products in Texas and Alabama, right?
That is correct. We have three factories, two in Texas and one in Alabama.
All right. Talk to me a little bit about what's happened since we've sat down together, which I think was about a year ago. I mean, you guys have invested not only in inkjet technology, but I guess probably the latest revolution of inkjet technology. Help me out with that.
Certainly, Kemp. You know, last time we spoke, we actually added capacity in the U.S., which we're utilizing in different ways. In our Florence, Alabama factory, we've invested in the color body, rectification, and also the inkjet printing techniques. Our specific machines that we use, and we call it our 3D printing technique, and the D stand for digital design and definition. And what it allows us to do is, of course, is using what, you know, is commonly used as, or called inkjet, is printing digitally the images onto our tiles, and we do that out of our Alabama facility.
You know, a lot of people, when this technology first came out, said that, you know, it was very neat and you had very little pattern repeat, and they liked that about it, but it was kind of flat. When you looked at it, it was a very thin layer of ink that was going down, and so some of the, I guess, naysayers of that technology said that they weren't going to go that direction because they didn't really like the dimensionality. It didn't look real. And I guess this next technology, I mean, this 360 DPI and the fact that you have some great tonal ranges in it, it looks much more realistic.
Well, Kemp, I'm very amazed at your knowledge of tile. Sounds like you've done your homework. You're absolutely right. We've embarked on this inkjet printing because the technologies available today are much far superior than the ones that came out several years ago, mainly from Spain. But not only is the printing unique, like you said, the 360 DPI allows us to print very, very defined images onto the tile, but we haven't stopped adding other applications in the tile. Base glazes, top glazes, we use granulias, we use flash brushing, we put different crushed frids onto our tiles to be able to give it extra depth, because the truth is, it's not enough just to inkjet a product, because you know it will be very flat, like you just mentioned. We got to be able to know how to combine that with other applications that are still available in the factory.
Okay, so talk to me, for those people who know Marazzi, know that most of your investment in the last few years has been down in your plant in Sunnyvale outside of Dallas, but now, as you said a minute ago, you're starting to invest in the Florence, Alabama. How is it that you guys decided where to put what and where to spend the investment?
Great question. The first thing we had to do was able to add capacity. So when we added our investment in Dallas, it allowed us to free up capacity in Alabama. We have much more space to grow in the future, in the next 20 years out of Dallas. We don't have that space out of Alabama. So what we decided to do was to equip the Alabama factory with the highest end products available, which again, as I said earlier, it includes being able to do color body tiles, large 12 by 24 sizes, rectified tiles, mosaics, bullnosing, and then now also the inkjet. So what we try to do is, as we gave space, to the Alabama plants by relieving some of the capacity and moving that to Dallas, we are specializing on the higher end products that we manufacture in the U.S. to be made in Alabama, including the inkjet as we now are introducing here at the show.
All right, Hector, let me ask you this question. Usually when you walk in a company's space, you can tell what they're really proud of or what they think is going to sell well because it's what they feature on the floor. And I noticed in the Marazzi area, you've got a lighter color marble look. Do you think that's a popular trend that's going to take off in the U.S.?
I do believe so, and it's always been very hard to achieve depth when you have a very light color, as in white or off-white. And I'm talking about being able to achieve it with conventional rotocolors or laser rolls. With the inkjet ability that does not touch the tile as you're printing onto it, and the type of colorations of inks that we use, we're able to achieve depth in a light color tile. And that's why in both Ragno and Marazzi booths, we're showcasing some new products that actually have very rich white and off-white colors.
I know the majority of your business has been primarily targeted to the residential business. I think you've been 80-20 for a while. And I noticed that you have this new System A product that obviously is directed toward the design community. Is that a new push for you guys?
Certainly. We have embarked in the last 2 years into a very, very strong investment and commitment into the commercial market. And although we've known that usually the commercial market will trend behind and lag behind the residential market a couple of years, so we expect that that market will decline, for us, with the small participation that we've had, we really only see a huge opportunity for us to grow in the market where we have not been present. And you mentioned System A. That is a patent-pending process that we have for a product that is superb as far as its technical characteristics. And you also might see here at the booth where we have our ventilated wall systems that we're showcasing. That is another entry for us that we feel we have a competitive advantage over our competitors to be able to differentiate ourselves in the commercial market, which, again, as I said earlier, we're making a very strong entrance into it, and we plan to invest much more in the near future.
One of the other trends that we're seeing that I was at your SAI last fall, and almost everybody, and even including you guys I saw over there, had the thin tile, but I don't see it over here. Is it because it's not really a popular item in the USA, or talk a little bit about that?
Well, Camp, you got to go walk around the corner. We have it showcased here in the booth, but it is a very small space that we've dedicated to it for one reason, and the reason is the Marazzi Group will be making it soon. We have not manufactured it yet. The samples that we have here were actually line tests. And the difference from our product to what we've seen in the market on thin tiles is normally, which makes a big difference, ours is a 4.0 millimeter tile, and it's only made in 3 feet by 3 feet, so 36 inches by 36 inches, as opposed to other tiles in the market that are 3 millimeters in thickness and much bigger. They're 4 feet by 8 feet planks. What we feel is that when we are ready to produce this product, and again, we only have line tests right now, but when we go to production, we feel that we will be able to make this product in a more conventional way with conventional presses, giving us an advantage in cost and pricing and decoration abilities. And then the 4 millimeter is able to be, we don't have to reinforce it like some of the other competitors do. They're reinforcing the 3 millimeter tiles with a resin mesh on the back. We don't have to do that when we go to 4 millimeters. Yet you have the advantages of savings and freight, advantages of installation, handling, and all that. So we feel that when we are ready to produce our 36 by 36 inch 4 millimeter tile, that we'll have other advantages compared to our competitors.
Okay, we don't really talk a lot about that product because it's not really recommended for use on floors that much. One last question. If there's retailers or distributors listening to this and they're thinking about expanding their presence with the tile market, tell our audience what Marazzi's uniqueness is. What makes you guys Marazzi?
We pride ourselves in our ability to bring new technologies and design into our industry. And you can go back to 1979 when we were making already 24 by 24 inch tile back in Italy. And it's something that just up until recently started to, being produced more by other people. But that's not the only improvement into our industry as far as technological. But we do pride ourselves as Marazzi, again, to bring the design, the aesthetics, the quality. And, of course, being based here in the United States, we also add the service component by being able to offer the right sales force that is present and all of the support for the architectural and design communities and dealer communities. We add that by being here in the United States. So that's what we think distinguishes the Marazzi Group from many other manufacturers of tile.
Okay, Hector, appreciate it. Again, we've been talking to Hector Narvaez, who is the Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Marazzi at the Covering Show in Orlando, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.